Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning page 202. This is Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We're continuing in Siman Shin Zayin. Tonight, we are learning Si'ifim, Dalid, Hey, and Dalid and Hey. And we're continuing in the Dinim of Mimso Cheftzicha V'Daber Dover, things that you're not, business related things, and other things that you're not allowed to speak about on Shabbos. So let's see Si'if Dalid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutter Los Islein Yudi Ma'os Me'er of Shabbos Liknosol, B'Vachli you could give money to a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos to buy something for you, as long as you don't tell him to buy it on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, you could give him clothing to sell, as long as you don't tell him to sell them on Shabbos. If you hired an Einu Yehudi to bring your merchandise somewhere, and the Einu Yehudi came to pick up your merchandise from your house on Shabbos, that's Aser, Vayu Onshina Osa. And they used to punish people who would do such a thing, that they would make deliveries, or not make deliveries, but arrange for pickups of their merchandise to be sold by an Einu Yehudi on Shabbos. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Yadal, Erev Shabbos Liknoslo. So he said, you're allowed to tell an Einu Yehudi on Erev Shabbos to buy something for you, as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Vidavka Kishakatzlo Sachar Avorzeh. That's only if you're paying him and you have a predetermined amount that you're paying him. Does also daita denafshei, because if it doesn't matter when he does it, so then he's doing it on his own at his own convenience. The belava chi aser, because if you actually make it dependent on when he does it, then it's going to be aser. Kumvor b'sim reishma meisiv hey reishma meisiv hey vayim ber alacha, as we've discussed much earlier. Ublavad shelo yomar, but we said you cannot tell him to specifically to buy it on Shabbos. Vim yom hashuk sham b'Shabbos, if the only day it's available, the yom hashuk, is on Shabbos, ubosam makom in a matzil litnos ki. And there's no other day that you could buy this merchandise, like sometimes happens in smaller cities. Then you might as well say that you're doing it on Shabbos, and that's aser. Whether you're asking him to buy something for you or to sell something for you, you're essentially asking him to do business on Shabbos, if the only day of the week that that business could possibly be done in your town is on Shabbos. So even to ask him on Sunday to do it is going to be aser, because obviously he's going to do it on Shabbos. But if it's also somewhat available the rest of the week, it's just most easily available on Shabbos, then Ein Yisraelim Kein Maskir Beferish Yom HaShabbos, then it's only going to be aser if you explicitly say that you want it on Shabbos. V'cheinim Amar La Yisrael Reisha Nitzarech Leil Chadarki Motzoi Shabbos Havigamkim Kein Maskir Yom HaShabbos Beferish. And also if the Jew says, look, I need to leave town like right after Shabbos and I need my merchandise, so that's also like telling him to buy it on Shabbos. Kasavatas, the Mashi Yitirum, Lozacha, Lo Shikna, B'Shabbos, Mikalmakum, Lo Yehani, Yisrael, Menu, Bos, Shabbos, Dal Kalpana, Masa, B'Shvil, Yisrael. Even though we said you're allowed to tell him to do it, as long as you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but if he does buy it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it during that Shabbos, because he did it for you on Shabbos. Dav Shemeri, B'Shabbos, Kitzes, Lozachar, even though you already had a set determined wage that you were going to pay him, G'dal, B'Shabbos, Kotin, Yadalid, Lo Mahani, that doesn't help to allow you to use it on Shabbos. But the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Tosefta Shabbos, they disagree and they think you're even allowed to use it on Shabbos as long as you played by the rules. You didn't tell him what day to do it. You're a kotzei tzchar, so the fact that he did it on Shabbos is not a problem. Kasav b'sefer Chasidim al yador adam bi'ir sheyom hashuk b'Shabbos ki efshar shlo yechta v'mashuk eino b'shchunaso shari. That a Jew in general should not live in a city where the only day that one can do business, that one can buy merchandise and sell merchandise, is on Shabbos. It's going to be very hard to avoid violating Averos if you live in such a city. Then we said Misha Sachar, so we had said that if you hire someone, an Einu Yehudi, to bring your schora, and he comes to pick it up from your house on Shabbos, that is aser. Dav shekatzes lo sachar avorzeh, even though you have a set wage for him, v'lo yichid lo she'elichan b'Shabbos, and you never asked him specifically to take it on Shabbos, v'en yudi adaita denav she'elokech b'Shabbos, and then yudi is choosing to pick it up on Shabbos, afilu hachi aser, it's still aser, kivin she'elokech mi beis shal b'Shabbos, because he's picking it up from the Jew's house on Shabbos, k'lel b'sim reishon beis sef aleph, u'binyanenu sh'aschori hi shal Yisrael, afilu yichid l'makom min yech shal maschor l'makom. Lamani. And if it's Chora that belongs to a Jew, even if you designate a place for it and he picks it up from that space, it's still going to be Asr. So you have FedEx picking up your packages that go out for your business on Shabbos. That's going to be Asr if they're coming and picking it up from your house, even though it could be that they're picking it up at their own convenience. Mi beis yisol b'Shabbos aval im lekacha kodem Shabbos, but if any Yehudi picked it up before Shabbos, afal bishem afal b'Shabbos michutz l'tchum, even though he's doing the delivery, he's driving the truck outside of the tchum on Shabbos, shari, that's mutter. Kivin shekatzos l'schar, sachar v'adai tzidinav sheka avid. Since you're paying him a set wage, and he's doing it at his convenience, k'moshen esbar b'sim reish nun beis. Ha'osa, and we said that they used to punish people who would do this. Lefi ashro b'mamon, o b'malkos emein lo mamon. How would they punish people? It would either be a fine, or if they didn't have any money, it would be the malkus. Vim tavis, over shemutter, enon shenosovin emelomer, shogigo yisi. But if the guy made a mistake and he said, I really thought this was mutter, I didn't know that this was a problem to do, so then we're not going to punish him. And we believe him to say that it was an honest mistake, that it was an innocent mistake. Okay, see if hey. Davar sheinu melacha veinu asur la'asos b'Shabbos el mishum shvus. Something that's not a melacha, and that's only a shvus, only an issur d'rabbanan to do on Shabbos, mutter lisa lomer lein yudi la'asos b'Shabbos. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do on Shabbos, v'ushi yesham miktsas choli, provided that it's miktsas choli. So what we're saying is a shvus de shvus, asking a non-Jew to do an issur d'rabbanan is mutter when there's a miktsas choli, o yet tzarech l'davar tzarech harbe, or if there's a great need, o mipnei mitzvah, or if there's a mitzvah. So this is one of the most critical rules in all of Hilchos Shabbos, right here, that a shvus de shvus is mutter when it's makom mitzvah, but makom miktsas choli, or when there's a great need. Ketzad, omer Yisrael leinu yudi b'Shabbos la'alos b'ilon lavi shofar l'tkot kias mitzvah. If let's say your shofar is up in a tree and you know there's nisr drabbanan, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, you could ask a non-Jew to climb the tree on Shabbos to get the shofar so you could be yotze the mitzvah. Ola havimayim derech chatzos lo yever lir chutzpa mitzdair, or you to bring water because there's no water for someone who needs it to wash off and he's a mitzdair, he's suffering, so you could ask the non-Jew to carry something through a non-Rishos HaRabim Dalraisa. V'yesh Osun, but some are asked this. L'kaman sim tavkov peivav, paskala hatir, v'ayin lel sim reshayim vav sim beiz, d'yesh mekilin afil b'mlach Dalraisa, ayin shom sigimel. And you should know that some are mekil even on a Melach Dalraisa, to do Amir l'Nachri on a Melach Dalraisa. So let's see the Mishnah Brura. Elim yishum shvos, aval davar shiysur min haTorah asur al yedei enu yudi afil dvar mitzvah. When it's an issur Dalraisa, you're not allowed to ask an enu yehudi to do it, even for the sake of a dvar mitzvah, so you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to light a candle, that's a melacha d'oraisa, so that you could learn, so that you could daven, even though that's l'tzoruch mitzvah. You can only ask him to do din d'rabbanan. Now, as mazel has it, in our generation, turning on lights is probably only in a siddur rabbanan. So if you need a light to daven, you probably can ask an any Yehudi to turn on the light for you. Since this is what we call a shvus to shvus, every Amir l'Nachri is only a shvus, and the specific malacha you're asking him to do is only a shvus. So therefore, it's going to be mutter in these circumstances. Miktsas choli, the ilu b'choli mamish akol l'kol gufo sheish pasuk kana sevra afil yisrael dos shvus lechadei kamosh kasa b'sim shen chachet sif yud zayin. If it were a someone who's actually ill, who's a chol l'kol aguf, or it's a sakanas ever, then you can even have a Jew do a shvus for the sake of such a cholah. V'dash ein medam and dover binyan shvusin ve'en l'chabam lahatir l'masha amru chachamim. And you should know we can't always compare one thing to another when it comes to shvusim, when it comes to yisurim drabanan, and we can only be matir that which the chachamim said. Gabi mila lo yitiru shvus tamir leni yodi b'makom lachador reisa k'mosh kasef sim shen lamral sevav. When it comes to the mitzvah of mila, we don't allow asking an Enu Yudi to do an Issa Daraisa. But when it comes to buying a house in Eretz Yisrael, we do allow asking an Enu Yehudi to do a Melacha Daraisa of writing the Shtar for the sake of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So why, for the sake of Mila, do we not allow a Mila L'Nachri on Daraisa? For the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we do. It's just hard to know. You can't really compare when it comes to a single Shvus. Sarach harbe, ein magravam shemask davkum makam hafsu gadol, av belav hachi en lokal klal. Sarach harbe means there's going to be a big financial loss. Otherwise, we cannot be makel. Vel yirabe mefak veka filo bofen ze, and vel yirabe takes issue, even if it's going to be a loss, vayim besif yutas, lin schorin of sedes, ali de geshamin, and sif yutas, we'll talk about when you have merchandise that's going to get ruined by the rain, unless you carry it inside. Si if katan chav gimel, v'yesh osrin, and there are those that ask her, even a shvus, de shvus, b'makam mitzvah, tisfirilu dafka b'mila sharia gemar shvus de shvus, because that opinion holds that it was only for bris mila that we were making. Kugol na'avi daruchat sheinim ha'reves, he is malal yidein yehudi lamulbo, that you can ask a non-Jew to bring something through a chatzer that sheinim ha'reves, it doesn't have an eruv, which is itself only nesid rabbanon for the sake of mila. Mishum diyatz medachya shabbos, and the reason we allow that for mila is because mila is docha shabbos, avalol tzorch mitzvah acheres. But this opinion holds that for other mitzvah matters, you're not allowed to ask a nachri to do a malach drabanan. Thankfully, we pass like the first day, and that's why this is one of the most critical klalim in Hilchos Shabbos that we rely on. You could do straight up amira, not hinting, not anything. Straight up amira lenachri on a drabanan when it's for the sake of a mitzvah, when it's a great need, or when it's for the sake of a chola. Afilu b'malach d'oraisa. Well, Yudein Yehudi b'makom mitzvah, that even a malach d'oraisa, this was those that are mekel, even to ask a nachri to do a malach d'oraisa b'makom mitzvah. Miu kvar kosov ramal leel d'yesh lachmir b'zeh, the Ramah already wrote that we are not mekel like that, we are machmir b'chei nikr, ki dey azu hi rak dey chidoa, because this is a das yachid, v'arif, v'arash, v'arama, mod kam g'doli rishonim cholken aleha, and most of the g'doli rishonim disagree with it. V'ach linin mila mitzadei d'magin ram l'kamar mitzim shem l'arav l'smo. And it's only when it comes to Mila that we're willing to rely on this opinion that you can ask a Nachri to do a Melach Doraisa. Vayin Bel Yirah B'Sham. Vida. Demad Dekayim Lan Amir Lein Yudi Shvus Huafilim Omer Lein Yudi Sheomer Lein Yudi Acher Lassos Melach B'Shabbos. That which we say Amir Le Nachri is a Shvus, that's even Amir Da Amira. It's even if you ask a Nachri to ask another Nachri to do it. V'achavaz Yar B'Simnun Gimel Metzadid V'Hakal B'Zeh. But the Chavaz Yar thinks we could be Mekil. V'Kolshkin B'Dover Sheinu El Mishum Shvus. Especially if you're doing Amira la Amira on a drabanan, v'ayin b'sefer Chaim shekasev makom hefsed gadol yeshlus mechal makilim, that when there's going to be a major loss, we could be somich on those who are makil v'ayin el nash accept yisuf kardinal the shayich kam kein hacha, that's shayich over here as well, that you could tell the nachri after Shabbos, why didn't you do such a thing, you know, X, Y, or Z, even if he's going to understand to do it on the following Shabbos, and the Mishmurat said over there that it's mutter only in a situation where the Yisrael is not nena from the Maisim of the Nachri, because you can't get hana from his Maisim on Shabbos, from that which he did for you on Shabbos. So over here also, we're not matir amil Nachri to tell another Nachri unless it's something that the Jew is not going to get hana from on Shabbos itself. So to quickly summarize what we learned tonight, first we said that you're allowed to ask a Nachri to buy or sell something for you, provided that you don't ask him specifically to do it on Shabbos, and out of his own convenience, he chooses to do it on Shabbos. But if the only day where he possibly could buy it or sell it is Shabbos, or if you were not kotzeitz lo sachar, you didn't give him a particular wage, and he feels that he's going to benefit by doing it for you on Shabbos, then it's going to be Aser. And then in Sif Hey, we learned the very critical rule that Shvus to Shvus is mutter when it's b'makom cholik tzas, when it's b'makom a major tzarech, or when it's b'makom mitzvah. And even though there are other opinions in both directions, there are those that even allow Amir l'Nachri on a daraisa, there are those that even don't allow a Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah, but that's how we paskin. We paskin like that opinion, Shvus to Shvus is mutter in those situations. And every time you have a Shvus to Shvus, one of the Drabanans is always Amir l'Nachri, right? That we allow Amir l'Nachri in those cases. Okay, so Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Shin Zayin, Si'if Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.